Good morning. Another gorgeous start to the day across interior New York and New England with comfortably cool temperatures, mainly in the 40s and lower 50s, and hardly a cloud in the sky. Areas of fog developing in mountain valleys and near bodies of water could reduce visibility for some folks on the way into work or school this morning. But as the air mixes out upon sunrise, we'll start to see the fog dissipate to reveal just a ton of sunshine right on throughout the day. That sunshine and a developing south wind will push temperatures higher than yesterday. The humidity will stay low, but readings will be back into the lower 80s on average. High pressure pushing off the eastern seaboard will allow a few clouds to enter the picture late tonight. After a clear start, we'll see temperatures dropping back into the lower 60s. So for tomorrow, we'll turn our attention to the west, where we'll have a cold front slicing through the Great Lakes. As it makes an approach, we'll start with dry weather, although clouds will increase during the day tomorrow. The south wind will increase as well, and temperatures will push into the lower 80s before scattered showers and some thunderstorms start to show up from early to mid-afternoon across the Mohawk Valley and near the Canadian border to the latter portion of the afternoon and through the evening for the rest of the region. Temperatures will start to drop behind the front as it passes through tomorrow night, and it looks like steadily cooler air will build in for the rest of the week. High pressure will mean lots of sunshine again on Thursday, a nice crisp start, 72 in the afternoon, and more sunshine and pleasant temperatures on Friday with highs in the mid-70s. We'll push it back up toward 80 degrees on Saturday as a southerly wind brings in a little more humidity, eventually leading to some showers and thunderstorms on Saturday night and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Ian in the central Atlantic Ocean. Ian is located about 980 miles east-southeast of Bermuda and is moving toward the north-northwest near 9 miles per hour. A faster north-northwestward to northward motion is expected during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds remain near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some slight strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. And Super Typhoon Mirante is located about 330 miles south-southeast of Taipei, Taiwan, with sustained winds of 185 miles per hour and gusts to 225 miles per hour. Mirante is expected to maintain Category 5 status today before weakening a bit and approaching southern Taiwan tonight. Landfall along the south coast of China near Shantou is expected by tomorrow evening. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 53 degrees, the dew point 50, 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 77 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature 63, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0.8 inches for the month, which is 0.42 of an inch below normal, and 24.25 inches for the year, which is 3.12 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 2 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, that's the total for the month, which is 25 below normal, and 3 for the season, which is 47 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 92, set in 1948, and the record low, 37, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:33 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:08 p.m., 12 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with high temperatures in the middle to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Clear this evening, some clouds moving in late tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and pleasantly mild to warm today, highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with a south wind developing, highs in the lower 80s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and mild. Afternoon and evening, scattered showers and possibly a few thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s. Sunny and turning cooler on Thursday in the lower 70s. Sunny, pleasantly mild on Friday, low humidity, mid-70s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday, warmer, near 80. Late day showers and thunderstorms possible, but a better chance after dark Saturday evening. More scattered showers and storms possible on Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds near 80 on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiana.